KD Country 94 weather.
Enjoy breakfast at the VFW Hall, 102 East South Street in Beloit this Sunday, September 17th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Menu includes waffles, sausage patties, scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuits and gravy, fresh fruit, coffee and juice. Due to increased cost of food, a $10 minimum donation per person, $5 for children 12 and under. Donations go toward the purchase of food and post-improvement projects.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 79. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 51. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 79. Upper 70s, Thursday, upper 60s by Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 73.
If your car needs some TLC from rough road conditions or simply has suffered damage recently, then DeVore Auto Body and Collision in Beloit is the name to know. They can fix up your vehicle and make it look great again. DeVore offers paintless dent repair, car and truck dent repair, rust repair to full refinishing. DeVore also offers 24-hour wrecker service, plus Doug and his staff offer heavy duty and semi-towing and does semi-body repair. Free estimates available by calling 785-534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, located at 700 Brooklyn Avenue in Beloit, here for you and your vehicle's time of need. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
One person was injured in an accident just after 6 a.m. yesterday morning in Mitchell County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2000 Pontiac Sunfire driven by Adrian J. Castelli, age 25, of Salina, was westbound on U.S. Highway 24, 7 miles southeast of Beloit. The car crossed the center line and struck a 1996 Peterbilt semi driven by James M. Brockman, age 25, Beloit, in the eastbound lane. EMS transported Castelli to Wesley Medical Center. Brockman was not injured. Both drivers were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Russell has entered a stage 2 water warning and called for a mandatory reduction in water usage. Big Creek, one of the city's two water sources, has stopped flowing over the Low Head Dam immediately downstream from the city's intake structure, a benchmark for moving to stage 2 water warning. The following mandatory water conservation measures for use of potable water from Russell's municipal water supply system are in place until the water warning is terminated. Waste of water is prohibited. That includes permitting water to escape down a gutter, ditch, or other surface drain, and also failure to repair a controllable leak of water due to defective plumbing, and nor outdoor watering for residential or public grounds for gardens, lawns, trees, shrubs, water gardens, plants, parks, golf courses, and playing fields prohibited except for one day per calendar week. Also, filling or refilling residential above and or below ground swimming pools is prohibited, along with washing of motor vehicles, boats, and trailers on a commercial or industrial property. And washing of the exterior of any building or structure on any grounds is prohibited. And industrial and commercial users shall not water their lawns. And industrial users of water are required to reduce their consumption to an amount equivalent to 85% of the average use for the prior 5 years for the month in question. The stage 2 water emergency there in Russell shall not restrict the use of city effluent water. Couple job openings to tell you about. Winkle Manufacturing is now hiring a full-time position for a welder and materials handling. They're looking for a candidate with a positive attitude, good work ethic, and willingness to learn, as they are willing to train the right person. Offering competitive wages and 100% employee paid health insurance, apply in person at 2225 200 Road, Glen Elder, or call 545-3606 or text Allen 545-6399. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. The full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. They're an equal opportunity employer. Application will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, contact Julie at 738-0763 or email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send resume to Agmark LLC. Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 in Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Enjoy breakfast at the VFW Hall, post 6242, 102 East South Street there in Beloit this Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're serving breakfast Sunday, September 17th. Menu includes waffles, sausage patties, scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuits and gravy, fresh fruit, coffee, and juice. Donations go towards the purchase of food and post-improvement projects. Want to swing dance? There are swing dance classes every Wednesday night in September from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Beloit City Municipal Building, 119 North Hersey. Cost is $10 per couple. And if you're interested, contact Terry Bailey at 427-6507. That's the news this hour, brought to you by Sawin Valley Home Center in Beloit. For professional service and quality products, let them help you do it best.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Sam Martin corrals the snap. It's a short punt. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. Just win it! Touchdown, rookie Xavier Gibson! Game over!
An exciting win for the Jets after their newly acquired quarterback Aaron Rodgers went down early with an injury. Well, more on that coming up in this sportscast. We also look at local sports. Today's schedule for high school volleyball in the area. The Kansas City Chiefs have a key player returning, and the Kansas City Royals had a game postponed for a doubleheader coming up today. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school volleyball schedule for the area today, a big matchup in the North Central Activities Association here early season. Minneapolis at 10-2, 2-0 in the league. Beloit comes in at 12-2 and 2-0 in NCAA play. Varsity action beginning at 5 o'clock. They'll play two varsity matches. You can catch those online at ncchaossports.com on the Beloit Trojan channel. Beloit again hosting Minneapolis tonight in NCAA league action. Northern Plains League Volleyball tonight. Lakeside is hosting Lincoln. Also, Osborne and Natoma are at Sylvan Lucas in a triangular. Rock Hills and Southern Cloud at Tescott and a triangular in Kensington. Thunder Ridge is hosting St. John's, Tipton, and Pike Valley. You can find full schedules along with news, standing scores, and more at ncksports.com. With the NFL, Chiefs defensive tackle Chris Jones ended his holdout on Monday as he agreed to terms on a new one-year contract. The new deal replaces the final year of the previous contract, does not add any extra years. Jones receives incentives that allow him to earn more than the $19.5 million he was slated to make this season under the old deal. Chiefs GM Brent Veach said in a statement, quote, "Chris is an elite player in this league, and over the last 7 years, he's really developed into a leader on our team. He's been instrumental to our success in Super Bowl championship runs, and it was a priority for us to keep him in a Chiefs uniform. I'd like to thank Chris and his representation, Michael and Jason Katz, for their desire and patience to get this done. Through this process, two things were obvious. Chris wanted to be a Chief, and Katz brothers worked diligently on his behalf," unquote. If he's ready, Jones is available to play for the Chiefs this Sunday at Jacksonville. Well, that's at the beginning of this sportscast on Monday Night Football. The Jets beat the Bills 22-16 in overtime in New York. The early story of the night was an injury to Aaron Rodgers on just his fourth snap in a Jets uniform. Rodgers went to the ground on a sack and left the field with an injury to his left ankle. The Jets say x-rays are negative, but some reports said he will undergo an MRI Tuesday to see if there's damage to his Achilles tendon. As far as on the field, the rest of the way, the Bills built a 13-3 lead, but turned the ball over four times to just one for the Jets. New York took a 16-13 lead on a Greg Zuerlein field goal late, but Tyler Bass hit from 50 with just 2 seconds left to send the game to overtime for Buffalo. After the Bills went three and out, rookie Xavier Gibson took the punt 65 yards for the winning score for the Jets. In Rodgers' absence, Wichita native Breece Hall ran for 127 yards on 10 carries. Zach Wilson threw for 140 and a score. Josh Allen threw for 236 yards but had 3 interceptions in the loss for the Bills. Finally, in sports, the Royals were scheduled to play the White Sox Monday night, but that game was rained out. It'll be made up as part of a straight doubleheader today, starting at 3:40. Game two will be 30 to 45 minutes following the conclusion of the opener. Brady Singer slated to start for the Royals against Dylan Cease of the White Sox in game one this afternoon. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.